Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey, everyone. Today, I'm joined with Amy Cassidy Whalen. She's a Reiki master. She's been doing it for 20 years. I had no idea. She is a longtime listener, and we have been kind of going back and forth talking about the episodes. And then she told me what she did, and I was like, I have to have you on the podcast. So, Amy, welcome to the show, girl.
Oh, Leslie, I couldn't be more thrilled to be talking with you.
Well, listen, I know because you and I have mutual love for each other. You always give me such wonderful feedback with any episode I do. And then I'm so happy because words of affirmation are my love language. So, you know, it's a love relationship here, you know?
Well, I do love you. So it's, you know, and you're easy to love, Leslie. Aww. I mean, come on.
Right? Well, you know, I had to come on too because I have had a Reiki master on before and it's been a long time. And it's about time we talk about it again because I don't think I know really what Reiki is. I think I have a base kind of knowledge, but I think it goes way deeper than I even think. So what is Reiki? What does it do? How does it affect people? That's a lot to ask in one thing. So tell me what you think.
Okay. Reiki, if you could just the simplest term, like if I were to give you the Cliff Notes version, it would be universal life force shared.
Okay.
Reiki has evolved. So I have been a Reiki master since 2000.
Wow.
And a Reiki master teacher since 2018.
Okay.
And so it has evolved for me. Now, when people get attuned to Reiki, and I'm going to circle back to your question,
sure.
So don't think I have forgotten
yeah.
that. But when I attune people to Reiki, there are so many things that are different for every person. And there's a lot of ethics that are attached to it.
Mm.
But Reiki is something that every single person on this planet has access to.
Okay.
So you would have access to it. I have access to it. Anybody can have access to it. It is not magical.
Mm-hmm.
It is part of us being human in a spiritual world, if that makes sense.
Love
okay.
That. Yeah.
People are drawn to different things, right?
Mm.
So if you are drawn to cars and trains, you're going to know everything about it.
Sure.
If you are drawn to the mystical, you're going to, just like you, okay, because that's why we connected.
Yeah.
Anything that is part of the mystical, you're going to be drawn to, okay?
Yeah.
So it's what our intention is. So it is nothing that is magical. I'm telling you that right now. People mm-hmm. think, oh, it is. If I were able to describe it, I would just say Reiki is a feeling of being whole,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Okay.
It's a feeling of being right in your mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can talk to any other person who does Reiki and they will have a completely different answer than me. So if you think of all different religions, all different practices,
mm-hmm.
and if you believe that every single one has something important to say
mm-hmm.
and that we're all under the same umbrella, wouldn't that be Reiki? Wouldn't that, you see what I mean?
Right.
When people say, how is this happening? When I first, you know, introduce Reiki to somebody, how is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
It's a partnership. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So remember when I left that message for you, when I stopped, I was driving and I stopped your episode and I left a voice message
yeah.
and said, I get this. And I hadn't put it in a way that a lot of people could understand it. So for instance, can I use the same message that
sure.
I said to you just
sure.
to kind of make it clear? Okay. So if you have a pot and you have a lid on it and you want to fill it with water,
right?
And you turn the faucet on and there's a lid on it, where's the water going to go?
Right.
Okay. So it's going to just kind of flow over and it's not going to do anything. But if you decide, you know what, I really need the water inside because it's going to create a purpose
mm-hmm.
for what I need to do, whether it's boiling noodles, whether it's creating a sauce that you're going to make, whatever it might be,
yeah.
you have to be part of the equation. Okay.
Right.
So with Reiki, this morning before you and I started recording, I asked you, is it okay if I send you Reiki energy? Is
yes.
it okay that if I set that intention?
Yes.
And Reiki is about intention, Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
It is about intention. But what it is not, and this is where, so I'm going to put a disclaimer out there for anybody who's listening who has not experienced Reiki before.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone says, I can heal you, run.
Oh,
And I will tell you that every person who probably has had an attunement to Reiki has felt that. You have to. You have to say, I am the healer, until you can understand that, no, I'm not. I'm the conduit.
Right. It's a mutual thing, because, you know, I always thought Reiki, besides just being kind of an energetic healing, I also thought it was something where, I guess maybe somebody told me, or I heard about this, that you could actually go back in time. Like when I had my dad go back in time and hold me, like a dad should have held me back then instead of abused my sister and I. And I've talked about that many times on the podcast. And so that's part of it too, correct? You can go back and forth because there's no time on the other side. We're the only part that's linear. The other part is just timeless because it's all happening at once, right?
Yes. And here's the thing that for people who, because time is something that we really can't grasp as humans, okay? Yeah. That whole thing that everything is happening at once, it frightens me sometimes because I think, what if I went back and had to experience all that trauma again? Right. Really? I don't want to do that. Right. Is that continuing on a loop? Please.
I know. That's the thing. I mean, when you said it like that, that does kind of scare me because, yeah, is this a loop? Are we continuously feeling this? But then I'm thinking also as a human, we can only perceive what we can perceive. And I don't think it's on a loop. I think it's just that the human is only able to perceive it that way. I do think that energy, even though you can't destroy it or create it, you know, it never can be destroyed. But my thing is, too, when you are thinking about those kinds of things, we're not supposed to know everything, obviously. But yeah, when you think about it being on a loop, we were just talking before we started recording, because I was like, you know, I've evolved my thought about ghosts. And now I'm starting to think, yeah, now I'm starting to think, well, when you see a ghost, well, you know what? It might just be that you're seeing that time that ghost is here, just like in the others, that ghost was in the house. She was having her time. And the other dimension, the other time of the people that were living there in the future were experiencing her, and she was the ghost, and they were the ghost for her. So it's just, and I've gone on this tangent, but I mean, I think it's an evolution, and I think Reiki is kind of evolved, right?
Well, I think it evolves. I don't know that the energy itself evolves. Yeah. I think the people who practice it evolve. So let me just use an example that you have used many, many times when I listen to you. So, you know, I know that you talk to your parents. Yeah. I know that you have that connection. So I don't think what you're doing, and correct me if this is not your experience, okay? Because I never want to say this is your experience. Yeah. But from what I have heard you say is that you have gone back and you have healed your portion with your father. Yeah. Okay. So when you are sending Reiki energy back to that place, I do believe what we're doing with intention is having a different perspective. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. One thing I will share, I won't share deeply about this, but my father, his life was very difficult for him. Okay. And anybody who could ever treat a child the way he was treated is absolutely heartbreaking. Oh. So, of course, he's going to bring that into his life.
Sure.
But what I have done with the help of one of your guests is Crystal Miles. She did a reading on me and she helps me immensely.
Yes.
So if Crystal, if you're listening to this, yay.
Yay.
Yeah. But what I did is I changed my perspective.
Yes.
You know, and so that healing of Reiki energy back to that point is see it from a not your limited ego ridden space.
Right, right.
But let's go back and look. What was the whole situation about? And I do believe, even your dad, I do believe that everybody does the best they can.
I do too. I do too. And you know, also, I'm going back, or I used to go back as that baby, that little girl. I'm an adult now. I can't go back to feeling what a 5 or 4 or 6-year-old felt. I need to go back with my evolved, hopefully my evolved self, and say, all right, not that I was ever the person that started this, but I can certainly go back and understand where he was coming from and the abuse. I know I don't know for sure. I have a very strong feeling he probably had abuse too. So
would he have passed it on to you if he hadn't?
Right, right. And so I think it started somewhere, and that's unfortunately what happened. But, you know, I love your idea of going back and looking at it from a whole different perspective, because I do think that that's empathy as well. When you give empathy to people, regardless of how you feel about politics or, you know, witches or people that practice, you know, whatever, and you think it's against God or you think it's against this or you don't like that political person or whatever it is, that's the whole reason I do the podcast. I want everyone's perspective, and it's not fair for me to just have my own narrative constantly feeding me back what I think and what I feel in my heart is right for me. It may not be right for you or anyone else. So I love your idea of going back and trying to put yourself in their position. I love that.
So if we think with, and I don't want to get political, so I won't, but I'm going to talk around it a little bit. So we'll talk in code, Leslie. Yeah.
Right?
So if we think of the current climate, whether you're on one side or the other, everybody wants what's best for them and their family, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, I read tarot, and I don't read tarot for others unless they ask me. I only do it for friends, and I would never, ever, ever charge anybody for it. It's just something I have been doing since 93.
Wow.
So one of the things that I see, if any of your listeners are familiar with the Tower card, there is a goddess attached to that in the Mother Peace deck that I use, who is the Destroyer, Kali the Destroyer. So think about this. Right now in our current situation, what is happening in our environment? Things are getting destroyed, okay?
Right.
Now, if you look at everything here, not from a human experience, but from a spiritual experience, is that good or bad or neutral?
Right.
Okay? So if we can, using the highest love of Reiki or whatever universal life force there is, and not be angry, even though there's so much to make us angry right now, how can we use that good Reiki energy? How can we use the universal life force to create something better? So something is being destroyed. Some people may like what the destruction is happening, and other people are scared to death, and rightfully so.
Right.
But what's going to happen because of this? Once you clear a landscape, the only thing you can do is rebuild.
Right. I mean, that's just like a closet. If you want to organize anything in your house, you can't just do it around something. You have to totally take it down, tear it down, and then rebuild it. And that's a great point because, you know, when we were talking earlier, you were like, hey, listen, I've got this really funny story I wanted to tell you about. And I'm like, okay, we'll take it another tact and tell me about the story you were going to let me know about.
Okay. So, all right, first of all, just a little bit of background. So when I received my third degree Reiki, and I kept saying I was a third degree Reiki practitioner, and my teacher kept saying, stop it, you're a Reiki master. And I said, I am no master. I am not a master of anything. He said, you are a Reiki master. It took probably 10 years before I would even call myself that. Okay,
oh, wow.
I didn't feel like I deserved that title. But anyway, so in the beginning, I did have just what I described to you in the beginning. I did have that, I am the healer. I am going to make you better.
Right.
Okay. So I had a student teacher. I'm a teacher of the deaf and hard of hearing. And I had a student teacher. And I'm an itinerant. So that means I travel from school to school.
Yeah.
And so one day she decided to bring her flying squirrels to school.
Oh, boy.
And honestly, we should have just talk about this episode and call it flying squirrels. It was just crazy. Just crazy. So we pull out of the parking lot and one of the squirrels, she's like, oh, it's got out. And so I'm trying to reach for the squirrel as it's biting me and I'm driving.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay. So we're both laughing and I look in the rearview mirror and there is a man that is like inches from my back bumper and he is taking his fist and he's pounding on the hood of his car, you know, like right at the top.
Oh, wow.
He's pounding and I'm scared. I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And so in my mind, I'm like saying my prayer for Reiki. I'm covering my whole car in Reiki. I'm covering Emily, my student teacher. I'm covering everybody.
Wow.
And I'm holding that intention. And this guy followed me for probably 2 or 3 miles.
Oh my God.
I got his license plate and I got to my school. I'm shaking because he had finally turned off.
Yeah, you
I called the police.
By squirrels
at
too.
School.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And incidentally, this was the school that the principal was my Reiki teacher. He's the one who approached me, but that's a different story. But anyway, so I called and I said, this is what happened. And somebody's out there who is stalking me and I'm very frightened.
Oh, wow.
So 10 minutes later, I get a phone call. And the man says, hi, this is Officer So-and-so. I was the one who was following you. You ran a red light.
Oh.
And this must have been when the squirrel was biting me. And he said, I tried to turn on my siren and I kept hitting it and hitting it and hitting it and it wouldn't turn on.
Are you kidding me?
Now, he pulled into his precinct where he was at and turned it on and there it went. And so I was protected all the way to school. That is the power of Reiki.
Well, oh my. Okay, first of all, that's kind of funny. Okay, that's really funny. Okay, but also the fact that you could do that while a squirrel was biting you is a testament alone, girl. I mean, what in the world, right? Wow. But you know, it's funny because before we started recording, you know, just with everything going on in the world, you know, it's just nice to have a little refresher and a little bit of somebody just giving you a little bit of energy or whatever. And when you said, can I do that distance Reiki on you? I was like, absolutely. And girl, you know this because I told you this. I instantly felt better. Now, I can't say it was everything was gone. I'm not going to lie about it, but I am going to tell you, I felt better. I felt calm. I felt focused.
I love that for you. Love that.
And that is a true story. Because you know, like when I tell you guys that I go to the healing temple at night, is that a form of Reiki for myself?
So, and it's interesting that you bring that up. I'm so glad you did because you were the one who taught me about the healing temple.
Okay. Yeah.
And really? I am there all the time.
Yeah. I'm telling you, isn't it amazing? I mean, and you have to believe it's all about intention and you have to believe it. And I was told to do it and I do it. And girl, I feel so much better. But there are times when it doesn't work as well. And I just have more intention the next night. And then I do whatever I do. But is that kind of like a Reiki thing too? Or no? Is that something different?
So if you think of Reiki as like, again, universal life force, are you using your universal life force to set that intention for healing?
Yes.
Then I would call it that, right?
Okay.
I mean, it's energy, right? So you had mentioned going to the healing temple. Yeah. When I first started doing it, I would wake up feeling worse. But, and I think I told you before and when we've had conversations, I have body work every single week. I either do acupuncture, cupping, or massage, okay, every single week.
Nice.
And what has happened is when that stuff comes up and I feel worse, and if I go to cupping or massage or whatever it is, I have a release. So what I believe is happening is the energy in the shadow of our being has surfaced. So that is a healing. So saying it didn't work, I don't buy that. I don't buy that for a minute.
Yeah.
It did work. What's happening is now you're looking at it. Can I do an experiment with you real
quick? Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So I want you, and I don't want you to tell me what it is. This is only for you.
Okay.
I want you to think of a time when you were so horribly embarrassed, okay? Just do that. Spend maybe 2 or 3 seconds there.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. Where did you feel it in your body?
In like the back of my head, like, in, you know, I don't know, my throat, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that is an area where you have shadow. Okay.
Okay.
So that is the way to identify it. One thing I want to mention about Reiki too. Reiki is a process. The only reason I did Reiki was to heal myself. It was never for anybody else ever. I only healed myself and I've done it every single day since 2000. I do it every day on myself.
Okay.
I do it on my cats. I do it on my horses. I do it on all animals that I can get my hands on.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, what I heard about going to the healing temple too, besides the fact of just going, setting your intentions and going there, I heard this analogy. And then when I started doing it for myself, going to the healing temple, I was like, it freaking works because it's true. There was a guy that I heard that said, baseball players, you know, we'll just use that as an example. They said they took 10 baseball players and said, I want you to go to the batting cage and I want you to bat and I want you to do well and I want you to practice and I want you to show me your numbers, right? And then 10 of them, he said, I want you to, before you go to sleep, I want you to imagine that you are batting and that you are doing it and that you're doing it well and you're getting better and better. And I want you to take a week and do this. Come back to me and we're going to do a test. We're going to test the people that just did it in their minds. And they were just as good as the ones that did it physically.
Absolutely.
And so that's what made me go, I can do this in my mind. And that's how I know this is real, you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the reason I did that with you is because if you have an interaction with somebody who makes the situation feel unsafe, immediately, what I want you to do is to become an observer and not a reactor. Mm. And notice where it happens in your body. Bring love to it. Mm. Set your boundaries. and know that maybe I can't deal with this emotion at the moment, but remember where it's at. So when you go home and meditate, that's another thing I teach is meditation. Mm-hmm. If you go home and meditate, you can, instead of ignoring it, dive in deep and see what it feels like. Notice the shape, notice the color, and send it so much love. And yes, just ask, what do you need to tell me? And right, then just sit and watch. Yes. It's amazing.
Yes. Because, you know, that's another thing. I mean, it's way cheaper than going to the doctor. I mean, I go to the doctor, you know, and obviously everyone else go to the doctor if you have to go. But I do think that it's kept me more healthy. I do think it's kept me mentally more healthy. And just knowing that I'm doing something for myself, you know, regardless of the situation. And I even told my husband the other night, I was like, honey, I'm going to take you with me to the healing temple. He goes, okay, because he doesn't, you know, believe any of this. You know that. He's just like, whatever. But I just, you know, he's laying next to me. He's asleep. He can hit the bed and go to sleep, you know, 5 seconds later. And I'm like, God dang it, man. Okay, really? How do you do that? So, but I just imagine both of us, and I have, my healing temple looks like this, you guys. I don't think I've ever told you this. It looks very Asian to me. It's a black building that has the top of it kind of bows in, you know, the top bows in, the roof line bows in on each side, you know, and it's very articulate and carved and beautiful, and it's black, and it's got beautiful double golden doors.
Well, and that makes sense for you, because if you think, you know, watching your TikToks and you have an eye, I think I told you that before, but you have an eye for photography, you have an eye for the beauty. And so, yeah, of course your place would be so ornate and it would be
right.
So that makes sense. So you are reaching the depths of what you experience. You wonder where that comes from. Is it a past life that has
I know.
You gotta live there.
Because you would think, because I also love like England and Scotland and all the castles, but I don't know why I chose this particular place for my healing temple. Maybe because I called it a temple. And in my mind, a temple is more like an Asian or whatever, you know, somewhere around that area of the world. And so when I go in, I can either lay on a table or I can go into a pool of water. It's just whatever you want to do. Yeah. And most of the time I just go to a table. It's a beautiful table. And then I have my husband like lay next to me. And guys, this is what I do. And you can do this too. I imagine a white light coming into my chakra, my crown chakra, right through my top of my head. And I imagine it going all around my body, like a wrapped mummy, all the way down and all the way up. And I go around my head, go around my throat, go around my shoulders, go around my chest area, go around my abdomen, go around my pelvis, go around the top of my legs. Then I go back up. Half the time I fall asleep. But then I say, Mom, if I fall asleep, will you finish? And she does it for me. Okay. And I do the same thing for my husband. And I don't ever ask him, you know, but I do know that the dude works out every day and he looks great. And I need to probably start doing that too. But I get my steps in, so I'm good. But no, right? But no, it's just so nice, though, Amy, to just know that I can do it. And he's okay with it. You know, if he said, no, I don't want you to, then I think it would be harder for me to do it and picture it for him. But I can. And he's so sweet about everything, you know?
Right. Yes. My healing temple, I don't have an outside. I don't know what it looks like on the outside.
Okay.
On the inside, it is a bubble.
Nice.
And it is gold on the inside. And the outside is just like silvery. It's just silvery.
Mm.
So, and it's just a room that I sit. And I sit in a way that I can't do in my physical body, but I sit in a way in my spiritual body. And that is, you know, cross-legged in the lotus position. Yeah. I cannot do that with my body, but my mind's eye, I'm great.
It's almost like you're stepping into an orb, you know?
Yeah, what my kids call my orbs, because they don't quite understand, you know, all of the incense and the crystals and the singing bowls. They don't get it. But
oh my gosh, right?
Too bad.
Right? I know. And my husband and I are planning a trip at the end of March, early April, to go to Santa Fe. And we're just going to drive because we're only like 8 hours away. So it's an easy, for us, easy drive. And I'm going to go to some of these metaphysical shops, you guys, and I'm going to get more crystals. And my friend Lee is going to help me. She's a crystal master. She knows about all the crystals. And I may pick up some more oracle cards. I've been trying to kind of do those and dabble with those because I had some because my daughter gave them to me. And guys, I've been having a blast with my friends.
Even just setting your intention in the morning. So I have bubbles around me. That's what I think of.
Yeah.
Just that bubble of protection. And I always say golden white light.
Nice.
I always say golden white light. And that's what I picture. And another thing too, you can do Do that with your plants. Do that with your animals.
Oh, nice.
Do that with your house.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, our house was built in 1895.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm sure that anybody who wanted to get in here could easily. You know,
right.
But what I do is my intention, what my husband and I had done before we had kids and we lived in an apartment, we used to walk past this house all the time.
Mm.
Never, ever, ever, ever saw it. Lived here for years. Never saw this house.
What?
His mom was a realtor and we were trying to find houses. She showed us many and we didn't like any of them. So we said, forget it. We're not moving.
Yeah.
And so we had gone to the library and on the way home, there was a sign in a yard and we said, oh, look at that house. I've never seen that before. 3 weeks later, we closed.
Oh my, what in the world? I mean, what do you think that was? Do you think that was like a protective thing? What do you think that was?
It was a divine intervention. So,
wow.
Okay. So now I have to tell you a story, a little bit about my husband.
Okay.
So I'll have to be careful because, you know, I can't tell, you know, too much, but, you know, just a little.
Sure.
When I met him, he was very, very spiritual. And I think he still is in his own way, but
yeah.
I didn't believe in anything.
Really?
Nothing. Nope. Nope, I thought it was all just like what your husband thinks.
Yeah.
Gobbledygook or whatever you use.
Garbledygook, yeah.
Yeah. So he taught me how God and spirit and universe is around you. And those cards that I mentioned, the tarot cards that I read before we got on,
yeah,
they are called a mother piece. So anybody who's listening, they are a round tarot card and they're not your traditional a male-female kind of thing. It's just mostly female.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful. He had those cards. I saw them and went, oh, never had tarot before.
Wow.
Took them and never gave them back. And he told me, well, I was saving them for you.
Oh.
And before he even met me. But what he did was he passed a baton to me. And now he lives his life the way he does. And I have become the spiritual person in my house. And I'm getting chills right now. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
My whole body is just filled with energy. And when I said that, he passed the baton.
Well, you know, you're right. It's a divine intervention with that too. I think it's one of those things where he knew when he found you, those cards were yours. And the fact that you weren't even into it, you're like, my husband, this is a bunch of garbly goop. I don't believe in any of this, but I believe in you and I think it's great and I'm proud of you, blah, blah, blah. And he does. And that's consistently how he's always been. But when you have someone who really believes in it and believes enough into it to where it changes your mind, that says a lot.
Yes. Well, he is probably one of the most amazing people on this earth. My husband is beautiful and helpful and kind, and he just brought such love into my heart that I hadn't previously felt. He made me feel smart. He made me feel important until I could finally take that into myself. But
yeah.
here's what I want to tell you about animals.
Yeah.
When you start using Reiki, you will have animals come around you. Okay.
Okay.
I ride horses. I started riding at age 53.
Okay.
And I told my instructor that I want to learn to jump by age 60, which she only has a few months. So she better get the move on, getting me ready. But anyway, I do Reiki on all the horses that I ride. And every single horse is different. So my favorite horse does not pull Reiki. Okay, so let me explain that.
Yeah.
Reiki is channeled through the person who is doing it and is received by the person who is receiving it. So like you obviously are a good receiver, Leslie, because you felt it even at a distance. Okay.
Yeah.
So Erwin, my favorite horse in the whole world, could give two rips about Reiki. Couldn't care less.
Right.
So another one, Dublin, that I had ridden for years, his Reiki hurt me because he pulled so hard. And I always would forget to protect myself with the horses before because, you know, they're spiritual animals.
Yes.
But he needed it. And then I have one that she just loves it and she just takes it and it's just an easy flow.
Yeah.
And the last one that I ride, Devin, he channels love. He just pulls and pulls and pulls. So I had four different horses that all required different things.
Right.
So when you asked what is Reiki, It depends on who you are. It depends on what yes. you need. The energy is there and we adapt to it, right? Yes.
Absolutely. And the thing is that you can benefit from it in whole different ways because it's like a fingerprint. Nobody has the same one. But it's like anything in the world, though, Amy. We all have different perspectives. And just because I have a perspective of the same color apple you're looking at across the street and it's a slightly different color to you, we're experiencing the same apple, but completely differently.
Yes. And that is so true. You know, what do they say when you're looking at the world? You can look at the world from our side of the world and say, well, this is what it looks like. Well, if you turn it around, what does it look like there, right?
I know. Yeah. Even in the political climate, I may look at it a certain way and think, oh my God, this is crazy. And somebody else may go, this is amazing. I love this. So, I'm not saying they're wrong or I'm right or I'm right, they're wrong. All I'm saying is you have to look at it so many different ways and keep your mind and intentions correct and really good for yourself and for others. When you have that good intention for not only yourself, but for others, that's only going to vibrate and come back to you probably 7 times fold. I mean, I'm telling you, it's amazing what you can do with intention.
You know, and so I will challenge any of the listeners to think back to a time that they have judged someone, okay, for something. I think you may know where I'm going here.
Yeah.
But have judged them for something. Oh, I would never do that. Or yeah. I can't believe. And guess what? You get your ass kicked because you get the same experience.
Right? I mean, it's so, true. It's so
be
true.
Careful. Be careful with what you think. Be careful with what you allow to hold space in your mind.
Right.
And look at it and say, is this how I want to live to my highest vibration? And I will tell you that I get some real low vibrations and I can stay there for weeks.
Yeah.
But that's because we're human and that's because we have an ego. And sometimes the ego needs a little more attention.
Well, no, and I think you're so right. Because when I would talk to my mom, I'm like, hey, mom, I'm so sorry. I'm telling people kind of the truth about what happened when I was a young kid or how, you know, you were kind of abandoning us for a while. And she said, honey, I don't have ego up here. There's no ego here. That's your story. Regardless if I think it's right or wrong or whatever, that was your perception. And if that's your story, you need to tell it the way you do. And I'm like, but before, you know, if you were living, you would have just been so mad at me and probably wouldn't have talked to me for a year. And I got the impression, it's just like, honey, no, I don't feel that way at all. I love you unconditionally, no matter what you say, do, or feel. Doesn't matter.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I feel like our whole world, and maybe this is the woo-woo part of your show, right? That if we all could just vibrate on a higher level,
yes,
and accept people for who they are, even the ones who we don't agree with, we can just accept that they probably are doing the best they can,
right,
with what they have. And sometimes people's egos dominate them and they have no control, okay?
Right.
That doesn't mean that they don't want to have a better feeling. It's just they don't know how.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, some people, I think, you know, I do think we decide what we're going to do when we come here. And I think some people want to be connected to the other side. I think some people decide not to be. I think that's their experience for this lifetime. I want to know what it's like not to be connected. Or I want to know what it's like to be the one that is connected and my wife isn't. Or vice versa. Or my kids aren't. Or whatever it is. But I love that we probably should have you back because I have other questions for you that I didn't even get to, girl. And the thing is, Amy, she teaches Reiki. If she were to only do something like that, she's going to be doing it in person. She's not somebody that wants or desires to do it, I think, online. So what would you like if somebody were interested in maybe having a class with you or whatever? What do you think?
So what I currently do now, I live in Northern Illinois, and okay. So you would come to me. Okay, this is where we are at the moment.
Okay.
Now I have a vision.
Okay.
I would love to be able to have retreats somewhere,
yes,
and just have, you know, a 4-day level 1 and 2 Reiki and just be immersed in it. I don't know where to begin with that. So if
right.
any of your listeners say, hey, right. I have a place.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
yeah.
open to that. I'm
yeah.
open to that. I don't know what that looks like. One of the things too is I never know what to charge. You know, I am not one of those people that somebody said to me once, how come you are so cheap and everybody else is so expensive? And I said, well, it depends on what they're offering and what, you know, and what
right,
their intentions
right.
are. And, you know, maybe they have a more of a retreat setting. I mean, I do it in my home.
Right.
So I have pretty much only accepted people on recommendations, but I feel that anybody who listens to your podcast, mm-hmm. I know this is judgy, sorry, very good people.
Aww.
You know, and I think we're like-minded people. Yeah. I don't see a lot of people listening to your podcast that have differing ideas than us.
Right, I agree. Okay? Yeah.
So I would feel very safe in listeners contacting me. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
But I do keep it small. I have no more than 6 at a time. Okay. And I think with a retreat, it could be larger, but because it would be over like a 4 or 5 day period.
Right.
So we could do it.
Sure. Like if they wanted to do it, like, do you do it at your home, like in your backyard area? Do you do it like that or in a, okay.
So I put up curtains and I section off my house.
Nice.
And we have 2 different areas of my home that we do it in. One of the things about Reiki is there's a lot of book work, but then there's practical work. And of course, everybody's favorite is the practical work, right?
Sure.
What you're actually working on each other. You can do this online, but I am an intimate person.
Mm.
I love the sensations of having hands on me. Or
right.
me putting hands on others. And again, it is something that is pure preference. You don't have to put hands on anybody. You experience that. We are probably 1,000 miles away from each other, and
right.
You still felt it. So
right.
So, but I still prefer in person. And Reiki treatments, I do it differently than you would probably get. I use a meditation or I do a yoga with the Reiki. I am not strictly Reiki. So that may not be an option, but that isn't something that I am drawn to as much.
Okay.
I am a teacher by trade and I love teaching people to help heal themselves.
Well, and you can certify them, make them their own Reiki master, and then they can go off and do it themselves for other people. So you're really just spreading the love for everyone to where they can do it for everyone else, even if they decide they want to do it, you know, if they want to do it online. So do you have an email that they can contact you at?
Okay.
Yes. So it's Amy, A-M-Y dot youthful. So Y-O-U-T-H-F-U-L.
Okay.
Yogini, Y-O-G-I-N-I at gmail.com.
And guys, I will add that in my show notes because, listen, I do think that if anybody's in the Chicago area, I know it's about 60 miles north. Did you say north of Chicago? Okay.
60 miles west of Chicago.
Okay. West of Chicago. So that's a fun little day trip. You know, you could stop, have lunch, maybe meet her after lunch and have like a, you know, however many days it takes to do it. But listen, that would be amazing, I would think. I'm going to add that in the show notes. And like I said, because I don't know that much about it, and we can talk, I could talk forever about this and get into the nitty gritty about it. We can plan another time and we'll do that off air. Because Amy, you've been amazing and I love your energy and thank you so much for your Reiki healing for me today. It's been amazing.
Oh, it has been such a pleasure. You just made my day.
Well, I love providing Because I Want to Know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.